Welcome to the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, April 14th, 2025, and we have a lineup of legal headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Frequency Forward files FCC petition to block Sinclair broadcast license transfers for five stations. Frequency Forward has filed a petition to deny, asking the FCC to block the transfer of broadcast licenses from Sinclair Inc. to Rincon Broadcasting Group. The complaint alleges that Sinclair has used shell corporations to evade ownership rules and misled regulators about its control over local TV stations. Frequency Forward argues that Sinclair's deception should disqualify them from holding licenses and calls for a hearing. The petition criticizes the FCC's 2020 consent decree with Sinclair, claiming it was an inappropriate resolution. The license transfers in question involve five Sinclair stations, including KHQA in Quincy, Illinois, and WVTV in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Frequency Forward aims to ensure that the public airwaves are used by companies operating with honesty and integrity.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Ltd. QM prevails in legal dispute with former CEO. Quantum Biopharma Ltd. and TM has prevailed in a legal dispute with former CEO Dr. Raza Bokhari. The Court of Appeal for Ontario fully dismissed Bokhari's reconsideration motion. Bokhari, terminated for cause in 2021, had lost an arbitration claiming wrongful dismissal, resulting in a total cost award of over $3 million. Quantum Biopharma has initiated U.S. collection proceedings, with a judgment entered in its favor by the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Bokhari's appeal is ongoing with a stay in place, backed by a supersedes bond of more than $2.8 million.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.